In an effort to help reduce the risk of African swine fever entering Canada, the Prairie Swine Center is reaching out to small-scale swine producers to assess and improve their understanding of on-farm biosecurity and disease risk mitigation. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
As part of a Swine Innovation Pork webinar earlier this month on African swine fever preparedness in Canada, participants were updated on a backyard pig farmer survey being coordinated by the Prairie Swine Center. Dr. Murray Pettit, the CEO of the Prairie Swine Center, says the goal is to better position the pork sector to communicate with small-scale producers about ASF and the threat it poses to the commercial pork industry.
The overall objective of this study is to improve our understanding of the knowledge that these small-scale producers have about appropriate swine biosecurity practices and their implications for disease prevention in the Canadian commercial industry. So within that, there are two specific objectives we have. One is to collect information from these producers. What do they know about ASF? What do they know about biosecurity? What do they know about the risks of the commercial swine industry? But also equally as important is what motivates them? Why do they have pigs? What drives their decisions? And it's probably a safe assumption that in a lot of cases, these motivators will be different than the commercial industry. And we need to take that into account in designing effective messaging. So the second objective is to develop this messaging and really ensure that the small-scale producers understand the critical importance of effective biosecurity, what's at risk to the commercial industry, and what's at risk to themselves too, because if ASF starts running through Canada, their animals are at risk too.
Dr. Pettit says in addition to the online survey, focus groups will be set up to discuss the results of the survey, and all of this information will be used to develop messaging and communication strategies designed to specifically reach small-scale producers. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.